You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries, come out of the world.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. My name is Paul Nisan. My website is Torah Life Ministries. And Torah is a word that means God's instructions, our Creator's guidelines. And they're found in the Bible. Many Christians will first turn to the Gospels as the beginning of Scripture and think that is the story and the beginning of the Bible. But no, the Bible actually begins in the book of Genesis and in the original covenant, also often referred to as the Old Testament. And here's the problem. If you think the Old Testament is done away with and was replaced by the New Testament, well, now you're throwing away our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The real truth is those guidelines and instructions are and should be the foundation of everything we learn and everything we do as believers. And the problem we run into today is it's not a salvation issue. We're saved by the blood of Messiah, by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the one you call Jesus. That's how we have salvation. However, there's blessings and curses attached to that and to obedience. And when we do not have a foundation of guidelines or instructions to listen to, we are setting up ourselves for a life of curses. And perhaps, I am not the one to judge somebody's salvation, I'm here to judge their walk, but perhaps our salvation, we're setting ourselves up to lose, because if we claim to be following something and we're not, what are we? We're just as bad as the hypocrites that Yeshua came to do away with. So it is important that we understand these guidelines and instructions, and we get away from the teaching of the average Christian church out there that says we no longer have to do that. See, when it's convenient for somebody, they'll say, well, you know, we got to take out and we got to tithe. But isn't that the Old Testament as well? We can't pick and choose, folks. We need to understand and follow our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And it's about obedience. But somebody might say, well, we're not perfect. Okay, just because we're not perfect is not a reason not to try. You know, we can't use that as an excuse not to attempt to follow our Creator. You know, when Yeshua was there and he said, follow me, none of them said, well, I can't, I'm not perfect. They followed him. And the important thing is in the Scripture when it says, except Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, what he says is the first thing before that is to repent. And repent means to turn from your lifestyle, that fleshly heart, that evil heart that we were born into, and to turn from that and to turn our ways around and be made new again in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, where we desire to follow his ways. But repent, we need to change. We need to repent and we need to feel that, okay, we've been living a terrible life. We've messed up terribly and now it's time to change. And not only, of course, do we want the salvation and spend eternity with our Creator, but the thing is, why throw away the blessings? Why let them just slide away? Why not do things that are going to help us to be blessed? And somebody might be thinking right now, well, you know, I know people that do not follow the Bible, and they're blessed tremendously with cars and money and all these riches of the world. Well, we got to understand what is a blessing according to the Bible versus people's idea of blessings. And when you look at the idea of hell, it's not about some man with a pitchfork that you see in the cartoons, you know, torturing people. It's our Creator no longer hearing you. You no longer having a relationship with our Creator. That is cut off. You are now in the ground. There's no relationship with our Creator. And there, in essence, is that hell. Because you're not with, you know, our Creator. You're cut off from him. Just like in the Bible, when you didn't do something that should have been done, you were cut off for a certain amount of time from the community. And today it might sound like, oh, that's not a big deal. I got Twitter or or Facebook, and I'll sit here by myself on my cell phone. But in the old days, it was a big deal. His community was everything. And when you were cut off from your community, you've just lost everything. And just because it doesn't mean much today, it does mean much back then. And so being cut off not only from the community, but being cut off from our Creator, being cut off from communication with Him, being cut off from relationship with Him is, in essence, the ultimate curse of Scripture. And the greatest blessing is to know you are in relationship with Him. It all comes down to this. The Bible says our Creator hears the prayers of the righteous, and He detests the prayers of the wicked. So now you've just heard, many of you listening to this, is the word righteous and unrighteous, or righteous and wicked. Unrighteous is wickedness. But here's where the confusion comes in, and this is where I really sincerely care and want you to understand this. The average Christian out there today believes they are completely righteous. They maybe if they mess up because of the blood of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, they are made righteous and whole. And when I talk about righteousness and righteous, the average Christian will put themselves in that category. But just think for a second, if you're incorrect about what righteousness is, and you fall into that category of wickedness or unrighteousness, what is happening and what is really truly going on? And still, the average Christian will say, well, I'm righteous. I desire to follow my Creator. I love Messiah, and I want to follow Him. However, the desires of our heart should be shown in our actions. There's a scripture that says, as a face reflects in water, our actions reflect our heart. And to be a follower of Yeshua is, first of all, to be a follower, a true follower, you have to know what that means. And to follow someone is to kind of copy what they're doing or what they're telling us to do or how they're telling us to do something. If somebody's your leader, let's look at the army for a second. If you join the army or the Air Force or something else, and you're told that there's a hill over there, and let's say there's 40 people in your little group, and the sergeant is yelling in your faces, you're standing there in a line, and the sergeant is yelling in your faces not to move, to stand there and listen, and he says, in 1 minute, I want every single person here to drop their weapon and run up that hill. And you know, you the first day in the army, you might not do it. You might not know what that means. You might be like, well, you might not take it seriously, even though this guy's yelling in your face. But I promise you, the more you're in this army, when he says drop your weapon and run up that hill, you are going to drop that weapon and run up the hill. Why? Because you know there are severe consequences if you do not. You are not going to drop that weapon and run the opposite way as everyone else. You're not going to, laugh at the sergeant who's telling you to do this thing. You're not going to mock him. You're not going to go around telling other people, well, you don't have to listen to him. You know, that's not the set apart as the scriptures are talking about. You're going to follow the leader, so to say. And as believers, we have a leader, and his name is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And he's given us guidelines and instructions that are found in the first five books of the Bible, starting in the book of Genesis. And these guidelines and instructions are what he's asking us to follow. Now, if that sergeant in the army says, I want you all to run up that hill, but there's no hill there, you can't run up the hill. You know, so you got to do the best you can do. You know, but if there's a big hill right in front of you, you run up the hill. You listen, you obey, and you're rewarded for your obedience. If you continually mock and make fun of your leader, he's not going to want to lead you. And there's going to be consequences to that. Well, so the Bible's given us a whole bunch of guidelines and instructions of what to follow and how to do certain things. And Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus, came to explain to people, you need to listen to these instructions. They're there for our own safety. You know, when you're taught in the army or the forces of how to combat, much of it is to your defense. Yes, some of it might be on the offensive, and it's another system that doesn't necessarily always drive and go along with Scripture, but our creators of guidelines and instructions are completely for our defense and for the best possible life we can have, a long life of peace and shalom. That's what he desires from us. So we must understand this, and we must say we want to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And we're not looking for the blessing. We're not following them for salvation. You know, we're saved by the blood of Messiah. We're not doing this, to be saved. We should be doing this because we are saved. We need to understand it, so we need to get this. We need to get this right. We're to set an example of how it's supposed to be. And to set this example, well, the average Christian out there, they do not know what sin is. And if you do not know what sin is, you cannot understand if you're a sinner or not, or if you're sinning. Oh, and forget, folks, I'm a sinner just like everyone else out there. But the only difference is I repent for my sin, and I try to do better next time. I don't make an excuse to keep doing it. And that's the model of Scripture. The model of Scripture wasn't about perfection. The model of Scripture was about fear of our Creator. Fear of our Creator and not fear of man. And He will take our distresses away. So we need to think about this and understand this and think about the example we're setting for others. And our greatest desire should be to have a clean heart that day we stand before our Creator. And, and it says in David, in Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Create me a clean heart. And then in the next verse it says, do not cast me out from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Your Rahadek Kodesh. Do not take it away. Give me and clean my heart. And this is the problem today, is we've been trained in the army of Christianity to not desire a clean heart. We've been trained to not read our word, our scriptures. And we've been trained to think that it's okay to throw away the guidelines and instructions of our Creator because the so-called law is done away with. That is not the message that's found in the Bible. The Bible message is who we have to submit to, who we need to praise and worship only, and what we need to proclaim. And when we call out to our Creator and we pray to Him and ask Him to forgive us and ask for His mercy, and when our actions desire to follow His guidelines and instructions, and we desire to read His words on a regular basis so we get to know Him and who He is. See, these are things as Christians that we should be desiring. And I have a grave concern that I have friends that are Christians, and I'm so thrilled that they know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. I'm so thrilled. But I'm going to call every single one of them out right now and say, look, if this is the first time you're hearing a message like this, it's one thing. But if you continually hear this message and continue to ignore it, what do you have to stand on to say, I've never heard this before? James 4:17 says to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. So if you don't know it, it's one thing. There's still consequences, but you're not aware of it. But now when this has been made to you, the name that we got to use, a name, our Creator has a name, not just a title. The commandments that they're not done away with or nailed to a cross, that we should still be desiring to do them. Not to be saved, but because we are saved. When you throw these things away on a consistent basis, and you think that now there's going to be still blessings in your life, why would there be blessings in your life if you weren't doing the things to get the blessings? And I have friends that follow me on Facebook and YouTube and work, and they hear this message, but they continue to be stuck in a doctrine of man-made traditions and the system of Christianity. And I have other friends that continue to reject Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as Messiah, and they continue to be stuck in the doctrine and the man-made traditions of Judaism. And then there are others that are stuck in the New Age, the Hindu, Buddha, yoga ideas and philosophies of these other man-made traditions. And I'm calling you all to throw away all those man-made systems and man-made traditions. And I'm calling you all to open up your scriptures and read what our Creator says and follow Him. That's what we need to do. follow our Creator and read what He wants us to do. And we need to get this right, because when I tell people over and over again, this is just, why aren't you doing this? And then people keep doing it. Now, I do want to make it clear, I'm not here to open anyone's eyes. I've interviewed a lot of Christians and that know their scripture very well. See, I first used to think the problem was Christians just aren't reading their Bible, and most aren't, but there are some that do, diligently. And I would ask them, why did you still miss it? Why did you not get it when you read your Bible and it said clearly the thing that's spoken the most about in the scriptures than anything else is the importance of keeping the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, and it's abomination not to do it. But why did you consistently break it? Why did you ignore that? Was the brainwashing of the church so strong that you did it? And they all give me the same answer 100% of the time. They said, Yahweh has not yet opened up my eyes to see this truth. You know, and our prayer needs to be just like the prayer of David and just like the prayer of many people in Scripture, that our eyes would be opened up to see things that we have not yet seen before in Scripture. If you think you've read the Bible and you know it all and you have it all, you are in grave danger. Consistently, when we pick up our Bible to read it, we need to ask our Creator to show us things that we have not yet seen before, to open up our eyes to a greater understanding, to give us the fear of Yahweh so we can have that fear of Him on a regular basis. You do not have any fear of Him if you continually to make excuses and go out and live against what Yeshua is telling us to do. Follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So people call me up on a consistent basis who I've been talking to for years. And they tell me, oh, today's the Sabbath, I got to go to the store, I got to do this, this, and this. And then on the next sentence, they tell me about all of their curses that are happening in their life and all of the bad things that are going on in their life. And I don't even say it anymore. I don't even tell them. I say, you know, I just pray, Yahweh, please open up their eyes to this connection that they don't see. To this connection that here they are telling me that they're breaking the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. They're living completely against them. And they don't see that the consequences of what they're going through. And so it says in the Bible here, in Psalm 54:7, for He's delivered me out of all distress, and my eye has seen His desire on my enemies. So the Bible talks about those that come against Yahweh are against Yahweh. Those that come against our Creator are against Him. And David's eye is actually seeing them succumb to their own devices. We saw it in the book of Esther, and we see it all throughout Scripture. So a wicked person setting up a trap for somebody else that's righteous, they're coming against Yahweh, and Yahweh will get His revenge. But the first part of this verse in 54:7 of Psalm says, for He has delivered me out of all distress, out of all my distress. Some versions say He has saved me. There's a difference between being saved from something and not having stress about something. And it's a great blessing, for He has delivered me out of all my stress. I've been living on this planet for a certain amount of time, folks. And I've never felt as much joy as I feel right now in my life. Amongst all the fear of man that people have and all the things that are going on in this world today, and I am not perfect, I got a long way to go. But the joy that I have knowing that, not only does our Creator save us and take us out of situations that we shouldn't be in if we're seeking His truth, but He takes our stress away. As a health teacher, I could tell people stress is the number one cause of physical ailments. And when we fear man more than we fear our Creator, we are going to have a life of tremendous stress. And when I know that I have my Creator's ear and I can call out to Him, whether it's crying in a song or quietly in my prayer closet, knowing that He's hearing me, speaking with me, and I'm in relationship with Him, that helps me not stress out about certain things in certain situations. People could look at my life on the outside and say, hey, your life isn't that great. You know, I know people that have a lot more money and a lot more what seems to like peaceful things going on in their lives, but they don't have to worry about these things. And I say, you know what? The relationship I have with my Creator, I'm richer than just about anyone you'll ever meet, unless people have seen this for themselves as well. So, you know, we want to have that clean heart, and I desire to have that clean heart. And I give this message, and I want people to understand that You know, this is what our Creator desires. It's not about me or what I want or even what I do. It's about us following Him and what He desires for us. So if you're going, wherever you're driving right now, if you're listening to this message on the radio station or if you're hearing it over the internet, you know, I want you to just discover a desire to at least read the Word and pray to our Creator that He will open your eyes and that your prayers would be that He would hear them and that you would thank Him for His mercy of patience and time with you. But that's not going to last forever, that time. And you have this choice. You know, if you think your life is completely blessed to the highest degree and you're using man-made money and cars and stuff to measure that, you got a long way to go. But, you know, if you think your relationship is wonderful with our Creator and couldn't be better, but you continually break His commandments, you got a long way to go. People say, well, that's the church teaches, that's the Old Testament. We don't do that anymore. You know, well, murder and adultery and homosexuality, all of these are part of the Old Testament. So does that mean those are no longer bad? Does that mean we could pray before we murder someone and our Creator will bless it? No. He's given us these guidelines and instructions. And when He gave us the book, when Yeshua came to set us free, and He gave us the book of these words, it never said in there, well, we're just going to take away the first part of the Bible. When people died to get us this book in their hands, the Bible in their hands, when they died, when they were set on fire alive at the stake, when people were murdered and martyred over and over again, that these words wouldn't get our hands, the people that wrote this, or at least got this message to us, they didn't say, well, I don't have that much time, so I'm just gonna get people the Renewed Covenant or the New Testament. There's a reason why they said no. The full Bible needs to get in people's hands. Everything. Do you think if this Bible was not, if the Old Testament was not important, these people would have put their lives on the line to get them in our hands? These instructions and this information? It's ludicrous to think that our Creator would write and give us so much information and instruction and say, oh, all that's done with now, just follow this little tiny part at the end here. But the system and the brainwashing of Christianity today has created this issue, and we need to be dedicated to Yeshua, our Messiah. When He was giving a Sermon on the Mount, what was He telling His followers to do? He was telling them to follow His Father's guidelines and instructions, the Scriptures, the Torah. And it's not about labels or anything else. It's not about labels or different cults and religions and sects and all this. No, it's not about any of that. What it's about, He gave us this word. And it says in Deuteronomy, it says, you know, do not add or take away, but keep my instructions. Do not add or take away, but keep them. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my commandments, I will not put the same diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. We need to understand and keep His word and follow Him. Follow Him. And, you know, then you could truly be blessed. And I'm not here. You know, the Bible calls us not to judge somebody's salvation, but it does call us to judge each other, our brothers and sisters, not to tear us down, but to lift us up. If I'm doing something wrong, and you call yourself a true brother, you have to be a health watchman, and you have to speak up and say something and warn me. The Bible goes so far to say is if you warn them and they don't listen, their blood is no longer on your hands. But if you know somebody's doing something wrong and you don't speak up, guess what? You're just as responsible. And I'm just telling people out there, to my friends that know me and also to strangers that don't, if we claim to know our Creator, if we think we're blessed, but we're living a life by breaking His guidelines and instructions, yes, we have the mercy and grace of His patience with us, but that's not going to last forever. The Bible says in the theme of Scriptures, He loves those who love Him and He hates those who love sin. We need to get right with His word if we want Him to be right with us, folks. And, you know, and remember this too as well. The magicians that were with Pharaoh in Egypt when Moses was trying to set the children free were able to mimic many of the wonderful, mighty acts of our Creator. Not all, but a good amount of them. In other words, the enemy will tell us many lies to get some truths in there. So we need to be careful with that and not be deceived. So as this radio program is on here, I want to just remind people and let people know that Easter is coming up. The system or the holiday of Easter. And there's also Passover is coming up. And if you just did a search of history on Easter and Passover, you will see as a Christian, as a believer, you've been deceived and you should have nothing to do with this date or this pagan holiday. And you should have everything to do with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is an appointed time of our Creator. And on my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, I have some teachings on Easter and what it's about. And if any Christian truly does a brief search on the history of Easter, you will find out that it's more pagan than Halloween, and you should have nothing to do with it. And when you find out where these traditions come in, you should be embarrassed if you even ever took part of these different things. But do the research for yourself and see where your desire is, and see what happens. But if ask our Creator to open your eyes to some truth, to these things, and that he would give you an open ear to hear your prayers, and that your prayers would be that your heart would be strengthened, and he will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening today, everybody, to this important message. And please share it with others. If you're listening on the radio station, you can go to the radio station website, and the archives are there. You could also go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I have a video and podcast version of this teaching on there. You can go there and listen to it. And again, there are some people that have already seen this. Your eyes have been opened, and this message might be like, oh, I already know that. Well, there are a lot of people that don't, so pass it along to them. But if you're listening in the car and you're listening on a radio station and you're attending a Christian church and you're thinking, I'm wrong, or this is wrong, or this is off, I invite you to contact me. We could discuss it. And also every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time, we have live fellowship via YouTube. And you can see that via my website. That's every Friday night at 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. But in the meantime, my prayers go out to all of you that you will seek His word and His will and His instructions, and that He will open your eyes to this. As always, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you, Yahweh, for opening my eyes, and praise Yahweh for this wonderful time where we could be with you. Shalom, shalom. We are located in Lake Worth, Florida. We meet every Saturday at 3 p.m. You're welcome to join us for fellowship. You can contact me via the website or at 561-283-1707 every Saturday at 3 p.m. for fellowship in Lake Worth, Florida. Thank you and shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Or you can contact Torah Life Ministries by phone at 561-283-1707. That's 561-283-1707.
Learn of Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world. My Lord, were